I'm Brett Chang, and this is your Peak Daily for Monday, April 22nd, 2024, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech all in less than 7 minutes. Peak Pals, as if dropping two new albums wasn't enough, Taylor Swift will now be the focus of a brand new entertainment law course at Queen's University. The course, debuting this fall semester, will use examples from the pop star's career to teach students about everything from copyright law to negotiating record deals. Given that the demand for T-Swift concert tickets has crashed Ticketmaster's system, Queen's IT department might want to be on high alert when course selection comes around. Peak Pals, we've got a great episode to start your week off with. For our first story, feds pitch reluctant global grocery chains on move to Canada. And for our second story, a novel theory about the economy suggests rates need to come down to beat inflation and our big picture. For our first story, the federal government is sending out invites asking foreign grocery chains to come to Canada, but like a sad birthday party, it's doubtful anyone will actually show up. Now, to catch you up, Canada's industry minister is trying to lure 12 different foreign grocery chains to set up shop in the Great White North, part of an effort to increase competition in the grocery sector, this is per the Wall Street Journal. Two of the most prominent names on the Fed's list were German discount grocers Aldi and Lidl, both of which already have a significant presence in the U.S. This is happening because the feds hope a fresh challenger or two will force the industry's five biggest chains, which currently control 80% of the country's food retail market, to reduce their prices, a dynamic that brands like Aldi have already sparked in other countries. Since Loblaws, Sobeys, and Metro own almost all of the discount brands in Canada, they don't face the same competition that big chains in other markets get from price-conscious grocers like Lidl and Aldi. Research showed that when Walmart entered the Canadian market and undercut its competitors on price by up to 35%, it forced the whole sector to reduce prices. And this is happening because more competition might be the best way to bring down grocery prices, which have surged 25.9% in the last 5 years and led to heightened scrutiny of the big grocery chain's practice. For comparison, 1 pound of ground chicken at a U.S. Aldi costs $4.72 compared to $8 at Loblaws. But foreign grocery chains that want to take the industry minister up on his offer will face a lot of the same challenges that have doomed the Canadian expansion of other international brands like Target. International brands have cited the added costs of developing Canadian-specific products, bilingual labeling requirements, and the headache of navigating each province's regulations as reasons for staying out of Canada. High borrowing and construction costs have also made it less likely that a foreign grocer will take the risk of building a network of stores in an uncertain market. Now, to zoom out, if the feds were to force a big chain to sell one of their discount banners, as some experts suggest, it could give an international competitor the entry point and existing network of stores that it needs to break into the market. For our second story, central banks have a simple formula when fighting inflation. Raise interest rates, wait for the economy to weaken and demand to fall, and inflation will soon follow suit. What if that formula is wrong? Some experts are making the case that higher interest rates are now driving stubborn inflation that's sticking around both in the US and Canada. A lot of what's going on with inflation today can be linked very closely to interest rates, JP Morgan strategist Jack Manley told Bloomberg. He says, it's shelter, it's automobile insurance. Both of these things are direct reflections of the interest rate environment. In Canada, the rising price of shelter, mortgage interest, and rents now accounts for more than half of inflation. Interest rate hikes are partially responsible for the rise of both of those components. Higher interest rate mortgages make a more expensive and tend to depress new home construction, worsening a supply shortage that's driving up rent and prices. As a consequence, TD economists have suggested that the Bank of Canada start excluding shelter costs from its decision-making, a change that would almost certainly result in earlier rate cuts. It matters because interest rates are a central bank's go-to method for managing inflation. If they can't rely on higher rates to keep inflation in check, governments will need to start looking for other tools to do the job. But inflation has come down as interest rates have gone up, which is consistent with what mainstream economic theory predicts. Though without the high levels of unemployment or sharp recession many economists believe would be necessary. One of those economists, Larry Summers, says swift rate hikes persuaded people the central banks would do whatever it took to keep inflation low and that the role of inflation expectations might be more important than previously thought. That brings us to the bottom line, which is our post-pandemic experience is forcing a rethink of how to deal with inflation, but until we have a better theory, policymakers will continue using the tool, interest rates, that they have in hand. And for our big picture, Netflix reports earnings. The streaming game's biggest player reported strong earnings yesterday, keeping up the momentum of a stock market that has seen the company add $112 billion in value over the last 6 months. Password crackdowns and a new ad tier have driven up subscriptions, with Netflix adding 4.8 million over the last quarter. Netflix gets to keep making junk food. Good news for Kit Kat fans everywhere. The world's largest food company fended off an investor challenge aimed at forcing the company to cut back on its unhealthy offerings. The investor that brought on the vote are concerned that Nestle's reputation could suffer over the negative health effects of some of its products. Feds to launch new foreign worker program. The federal government is planning to roll out a streamlined temporary foreign worker program designed to give workers more flexibility and protect from exploitative employers. Canada's food industry in particular relies heavily on the temporary foreign worker program to fill labor shortages. Peak Pals, thanks for making us Canada's most listened to business news podcast in Canada. If you've got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice and leave us a review? And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com. Have a great week, Peak Pals.